Bonjour, mes amis. C'est temps pour une autre édition de notre programme La Tasse de Café sur KVPI. AM 1050, The Legend sur KVPI FM, Classic Hits 92.5. Ça, c'est Mark Lane, Martel Ardouin et Jim Swallow va être ici au microphone pour commencer notre programme. Le programme à ce matin est présenté à vous comme un service par Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Raiders Insulation Express, Industrial Supply and Sports, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Sooner Auto Salvage, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, U-Storage Self-Storage, Sester Young Furniture Appliance and Floor Covering, Blake's Pharmacy, Roy Motors, Flattown Farm Supply and Hardware, Jean-Marc Incorporated, Weibel Collection et un nouveau sponsor. On veut dire welcome à Gibco Pools and Spas de Bunky comme notre nouveau sponsor sur la Tasse de Café. Et tu peux écouter notre programme sur les deux stations, sur KVPI AM et FM. Et n'oublie pas, mes amis, les lignes de téléphone est ouvert à 337-363-2124, 337-363-2124, to talk with us from anywhere. Et bonjour, comment ça va, Jim?
Bonjour, Marc, bonjour.
La voix est toujours là?
Ah, c'est toujours là, mais je vais dire quoi, le temps est bien couvert ce matin. Il y a eu une petite mouillasse, mais il n'y a pas rien. Stir, ici à la Ville-Plate, toujours bien. Mais tu as juste attendu la prédiction de le bureau du temps.
C'est pas joli.
Pour plein de la pluie les prochains quelques jours.
No. Ooh, is that what you call a temps sombre, Jim?
Mais je pense on peut dire ça, c'est un temps sombre. That means a very cloudy weather. Mm-hmm. Ça se fait, c'est un temps sombre. And let's see, I had a word of the day here somewhere. How about complaint?
Complaint?
Complaint, yes.
Un complaint?
Oui, un plainte ou un complaint. Allons voir, c'est lamenté. That's another way to voice a complaint. Porter plainte, to lodge a complaint. Porter plainte. To have no complaint. Avoir rien à dire ou faire des complaintes pour. Avoir rien à se plaindre. So that's our word for complaint, and plant and complaint.
Okay.
So keep that in mind if you... J'ai rien pour faire des complaintes aujourd'hui.
Ça, c'est bon.
C'est un bon signe, ça. Hein?
Exactement.
J'ai pas rien pour faire une complainte. Okay, pass it on. And let's see what else we have for today. Mark 363-2124, actually 337-363-2124.
It's in our numero de phone, and you know what? We are waiting for that very first phone call of the day. Come chat with Jim and I en français or in English. We'd love to hear from you. And while we wait for that first phone call, Jim, on va écouter un message pour Miss Sherry at Industrial Service and Supply.
Bonjour, madame et monsieur. I'm Sherry with Industrial Service and Supply, your true value dealer. As I speak, truckloads are coming with mulch, which we deliver 20 bags or more within a 15-mile radius. If you want your flower beds or lawn to look good for this spring and summer, now's the time to get started. While you are here, check out our outdoor tools, shovels, hoes, rakes, and hoes, and so much more. We have different size bags of topsoil for your flower beds or potting soil. We now have lawn mowers. Fresh in stock is tomato and pepper plants. Don't wait too long. Come while it lasts. Now that I got your yard out of the way, how about cranking that boat motor and going fishing? We have live bait, shiners, crickets, worms, and carps. Behind every project is the true value. Au revoir tout et bonne journée et mille bonjour beneath nos pieds. May God bless America.
Yeah, merci. Thank you very much, Miss Sherry. 363-2124. And you know what, Jim? I think today, I know you hadn't had a chance to look at today in history, but one of my favorite presidents of the United States was born on this date. And
no,
you know, and you know what, Jim? I'll give you a hint. They called him Give Him Hell.
Oh, was that old Harry S?
I think it's Harry Truman's birthday. He would have been He would have celebrated a birthday today. I could be wrong, but I read that earlier this morning, Jim.
And in 1945, he announced on radio that Nazi Germany's forces had surrendered, and that was a step in the ending of World War II. Give him hell, Harry.
You ready for our first phone call, Jim?
Moi je veux, Mark. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
C'est lui, au corps.
Gardez donc qui c'est qui est sur le téléphone. Il s'est réveillé à temps pour parler sur la tasse café.
Ouais, je connais pas si mon phone travaille trop bien. Si tu peux m'attendre, c'est bon.
Oh, écoute, on t'attend beaucoup bien.
OK, good enough. I want to say a few words about our you store at warehouse complex at 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte, the premier storage facility in Ville Platte. We're the first ones in here, and we offer climate control and non-climate control units, and we have a staff on duty Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 to help you select the size of the unit that you want, the kind of unit that you want. You don't need to rent something larger than you need, and we'll assist you with that. And if you happen to lose your key or something, there's someone there, like I said, from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, to help you. We have a wonderful facility. We have video surveillance 24 hours a day and night to help protect your belongings. And I think you'll be happy if you use U-Storage Warehouse for your storage needs. Very economical as well. So come by and see Stuart or Paula, and they'll be happy to assist you and get you started with your warehouse storage needs. You can rent it for a month, you can rent it for 2 or 3 months, or for a year, whatever you want, and you'll be happy. It's convenient, and you have access to your goods at night or day, 7 days a week. And that's U Storage Warehouse. And while you're in the office, you'll notice that we have our Floyd's Record Shop there, where we have a lot of great music in CD and cassette form. We have some cassettes and some vinyl for sale, but the current stuff, of course, is in CD form. And we've got Cajun music, Gothico music, swamp pop music, oldies but goodies, the 50s and 60s and 70s. And if we don't have your favorite CD by your favorite artist in stock, we can get it for you, if it's still in print, within 2 days, and it doesn't cost you a dime extra. We'll be happy to help you find the particular song or that you're looking for, and or maybe the replacement for an old album that you had. You want to know if it's available on CD, we will help you with that as well. And that's at the Floyd's Record Shop, right there in the office at 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. And don't forget, we have a lot of other items for sale in there, in books and DVDs. And come by and visit us. I think you'll find an excellent place to buy a gift for yourself or for somebody else as well. 700 South Chitanya Street, 363-2177 in Ville Platte. Ah ben, je crois que j'ai fait mon point clair.
T'as fait ton point bien clair et des fois t'as un petit compte pour nous passer.
J'en ai un ce matin. Il y avait ces preschoolers qui étaient arrivés à leur école et en même temps il y a un fire truck qui est passé. Et ils ont observé le fire truck, là, il avait un chien assis avec le driver du truck, un de ces chiens blancs et noirs, là, c'est Dalmatian. Là.
Oui.
Et ils ont trouvé ça beaucoup intéressant. Ça fait qu'ils sont arrivés à leur école, ils ont commencé à parler ça à la maîtresse d'école, qu'ils ont vu le chien dans le fire truck. Et elle dit, ouais, elle dit, tu connais quoi faire, le chien est là. Et une petite fille qui a levé sa main, elle dit, je crois, elle dit, c'est pour la bonne chance pour les batailleurs de feu. C'est un lucky charm qu'il va avec les autres pour battre le feu. Et un petit garçon qui dit, non, non, il dit, c'est pas ça. Il dit, il aide à garder le monde à côté, que ça va pas trop près du feu, tandis que les batailleurs peuvent battre le feu. Il dit, il marche autour de l'équipe, il empêche le monde de venir trop près. Un autre petit garçon l'année, il dit, non, 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 il dit, quand ça arrive au feu, il descend premier pour trouver le fire hydrant pour pouvoir connecter les hoses.
All right.
That's good. All right, boys, ça c'est tout pour ce matin.
Merci, Floyd.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Floyd, for that little bit of chuckle there, Jim. They lighten our day this morning.
Absolutely.
C'est un gros mercredi matin. The lines are back open again. sur la tasse de café. And let's hear a word from Fontenot Physical Therapy with Cheryl.
Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West have contracted with a number of local home health agencies to provide physical therapy services, including Evangeline Home Health and Vilplatte Home Health. If you're a home health patient, you have the right by federal law to use a physical therapist of your choice. Be sure to tell your physician and home health agency that you want Fontenot Physical Therapy or Fontenot Physical Therapy West. Therapists Tim and Susie Fontenot remind listeners, if you're having problems with loss of balance, dizziness, or vertigo, ask your doctor if physical therapy would be right for you. Both Tim and Susie have special training in these areas. In Vilplatte, contact Tim Fontenot at 433 Jack Miller Road or call 363-0095. For the Vidrine, Pine Prairie, and Chico areas, visit with physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic. Call 506-3510. They represent a combined 66 years of experience, and they put that experience to work for you. That's Fontenot Physical Therapy and Fontenot Physical Therapy West, where you're always a winner.
All right, bien merci. Thank you, Miss Cheryl, for that information about Fontenot Physical Therapy. Jim, allons écouter un message avec vous.
All right, merci beaucoup. Allons parler pour Roy Motors Chevrolet aux Appalousas. Et mes amis, Roy Motors est fier de prendre part dans le programme La Tasse de Café pour préserver notre langage et préserver notre coutume ici dans le sud de la Louisiane. Roy Motors est votre Chevrolet dealer il y a plus que 80 années, mes amis, et ça vous offre le meilleur service possible quand tu achètes un automobile, que tu veux acheter un nouveau Chevrolet, char, truck, SUV et ainsi de suite, ou bien tu peux regarder pour un deuxième main qui est proche neuf. Tu peux les appeler aujourd'hui, 337-942-9701, 337-942-9701. Leur Chevrolet dealership est à 929 la rue North Main aux Appalousas. Ils sont toujours dans la ville, 929 North Main. Là, of course, vous pouvez les appeler à un autre numéro et un 800-960-6537. Mais leur numéro ordinaire est 942-9701. Et là, je vais dire quoi? Tu peux aller online au Roy Motors et appliquer roymotors.com. RoyMotors.com et vous pouvez appliquer pour le financing et check leur inventaire des automobiles et tout ça. Roy Motors aux Appalousas, il y a une bonne raison que cela eu les amis se rassemblent. Roy Motors aux Appalousas.
Let's take a phone call, Jim.
Moi je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
This is Buffett.
Hey Buffett, go right ahead.
My mama told me many times on this day when the people in Vilplatte heard World War II had been stopped. Signed agreement. The church bells started ringing, and they rang for the longest.
That's right. Oh yeah, but that was the that was the end of Germany, and then Japan, they surrendered a little bit later. So
they had rang the church bells for a long, long time.
Oh, that's right. And the sirens were sounded, and like you said, the church bells. It was a jubilation day.
You don't remember what time it was?
Oh, no, I sure don't remember that. I was still rather young at the time. Yeah. 1945, May the 8th, for the German surrendering. And then it was in August when Japan surrendered after the blasting of the atomic bomb.
All right. I'll see y'all later, boys.
Merci beaucoup, Buffett. We appreciate the phone call and the information. Thank you.
All right. Another call, Jim.
Mon cheveu, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning.
I missed you and Mr. Mark last night.
You missed us last night?
Yes.
What was going on?
Well, they had the art exhibit, the children's drawing.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that.
They had it at the library.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we advertised it yesterday, and I think it goes on again today, doesn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I went last night.
Yep. Yeah, the art program for the TAG students continues today, 5:30 to 7 at the Villeplant Library.
And, man, did I enjoy the pretty pictures.
Oh, they had a lot of artwork displayed, huh?
They had all kind of beautiful artwork.
We're so happy that you enjoyed that, and we'll try to make it, and it's still going on.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Another, let's see, Jim. No, c'est
pas pour nous autres.
Not for
c'est
us.
Pour nous autres. Non, c'est pas pour nous autres. All right, let's see what I need to talk about. Another sponsor here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And how about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Mark?
All right.
You know, they've been making possible these programs for many, many years, and they're still doing the upholstery work on your furniture. Take a look and see if that sofa, that recliner, that rocker, that chair, upholstered chair, needs some attention. You know, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop is able to take care of those needs and make that furniture look almost like brand new again. And don't forget, for boat seats and four-wheelers, they can do that for you. So come in and look through his sample books. He'll be glad to show you the samples of the fabrics or vinyls and let you choose the one you want. Or you can bring your own fabric. Gervis will be happy to make you an estimate. Call him for information. The phone number is 363-7011. Le numéro de phone à Gervis O'Connor Upholstery est 363-70NN. Et c'est bien aisé à trouver sa shop quand tu parviens sur le bord du est de la ville plate, quand tu croises Tate Cove Road et regardes à la gauche. 614 la rue East LaSalle, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop.
How do you say upholstery in French, Jim? Is there a word for that?
Mark, you've got to throw something like that at me, huh? I'll have to try to look it up in the dictionary.
But I'm sure there's...
Mais pour recouvrir...
There's got to be a word for
couvrir,
that.
Il est spécialiste pour recouvrir votre fourniture.
Recouvrir. That's the word.
To recover or reupholster.
There you
yes.
go.
Uh-huh.
Now we know.
All right. 363-2124 is the phone number. And we can talk about another sponsor. Are you going to tell us a little bit about some of those early Cajun records?
We're going to do that in just a little bit. We got another early Cajun record. It's going to bring back some memories, Jim, for you and for a lot of our listeners. But we're very proud to say that we want to welcome to our KVPI airwaves one of our brand newest sponsor, Gibco Pools and Spas.
Thank you.
You got your coffee.
Becky a passé le café.
All right, Jim. So let's hear a word now from our new sponsor, Gibco Pools.
We're the one for family fun.
Gibco Pools and Spas in Bunkie is the industry leader in fiberglass pools and spas for over 20 years in Central and South Louisiana. They're proud to have installed hundreds of pools through the years, including many right here in our listening area. Call 318-346-8733, Gibco Pools and Spas in Bunkie.
We're the one for family fun.
You know, summer is approaching, and if you're thinking about maybe this is the year to get that swimming pool, you be sure to get in touch with the good folks over at Gibco Pools and Spas in Bunkie. Et le café, bon Jim.
Well, je vais te dire quoi, Mark? Becky a passé le café, mais j'ai après écouté ton message, mais allons avoir une petite goutte. Ah. Oh, moi,
c'est
je
bon?
Vais te dire, ça fait du bien. Ça fait du bien. Il est délicieux et il est juste bon comme il faut.
All right, Jim.
Pas de sucre, mais un petit peu de la crème.
There you go. Let's talk about, have you ever heard of a Cajun musician, singer named Jimmy Durbin?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with the name, Mark.
Are you familiar with the record label Fay Dodo Records out of Crowley?
Yes, I've heard of Fay Dodo Records, uh-huh.
Okay, well, let me tell you the story about the song we're about to play. It's called the Fay Dodo Two-Step. And again, our special thanks to our Mr. Wade Falcon. Some of the earliest Cajun string band music were being recorded in the early 50s. Bands like Chuck Gilroy.
Oh, very familiar with that
and one. And his Rhythm Boys. And Jimmy Newman were latching on to the style and landing some recording contracts with MGM, Decca, and Columbia. Around the same time, one would gather that a certain Jimmy Durbin led a group of Cajun musicians backed by Chuck Guillory's band members, and they got together and recorded a song for J.D. Miller's label. It was a version of Amédée Ardoin's One Step to Chaumont. It was an ode to the common Cajun house dance known as the Fait Dodo, literally meaning make to sleep. The word do became a shorted form of the word pour dormir. In the same manner a mom was telling a child Betty Bye in English, legend has it that mothers who attended these house dances with their kids tried to quickly get their babies to sleep in the back room lest their husbands be caught dancing with somebody else for the Fait Dodo. It would seem that Chuck Guillory's band had this recording led by a man named Jimmy Durbin, except there was one problem. There was no such person as Jimmy Durbin. In a strange identity crisis, no one has been able to determine who this person was. That led to several theories. The name most likely is Miller's attempt at listing Jimmy Newman rather than Jimmy Durbin and his regular piano-playing sidekick, Herman Durbin, together. Instead of Benny Frugier on piano, it could very well be that Herman with J.D. Miller attempting to list them as Jimmy and Durbin. Author and producer of the Acadian All-Star box set, Lyle Faubacher, explains, for some reason when J.D. released this record, he put the name Jimmy Durbin on the record. Shelton Manuel, does that name ring a bell?
Seem to remember Shelton Manuel.
Shelton had no idea why. As far as I can tell, there's no Jimmy Durbin. J.D. did things that sometimes made no sense. Regardless, the band was most of Chuck Guillory's backup band with Jimmy Newman on guitar, Shelton Manuel on vocals, and of course Shelton, who was a great fiddle player, Red Faubacher on steel guitar, Howard Thibodeau on the bass, Porkchop Roy, does that name ring a bell?
Oh, tell you what, Porkchop Roy was around for a long time.
He played the drums, and either Herman Durbin or Benny Frugier was on the keyboard. The record was recorded on a tape machine that J.D. had just started using, and he wanted to see if he could make a remote recording. So Miller and the band recorded the session at Benny Frugier's piano house in Eunice about 1949. It was recorded around the same time that Nathan Abshire had used the melody for the Lake Charles two-step. So here is that song, Le Fait Dodo two-step, actually by Chuck Guillory, Jimmy Newman, and the band. That's a little peppy song there, Jim.
That's right. And, of course, when you said Fait Dodo, we remember, many of us, the Fait Dodo on Court Street. You know, that was the dance hall, Le Hall à Table, also known as the Fait Dodo, that was right across from the courthouse. And a lot of good times were had right there at Le Fait Dodo.
Okay.
And, of course, you remember you talked about the moms. There were some benches all around that dance hall, and the moms would sit down and hold their babies or whatever and kept their eyes out on those daughters to be sure that nothing too hanky-panky was going on.
Let's take another call, Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, this is Buffett again.
Hey, Buffett. Go ahead.
That musician Shelton Manuel, wasn't that the fella that was blind that could play?
Yes, I think he was blind.
Uh-huh.
I think he's come to Fred's before. I remember seeing him there.
All right.
I think that's the same Shelton Manuel, Buffy. I think you're right.
Whenever we were running Mardi Gras in Loso Park, he had come play for a Mardi Gras dance.
All right, he had played for a Mardi Gras dance.
Yeah, I forgot who was playing that night, but for us, but he because when he went to leave, they had to hold him butt home.
Uh-huh.
I looked at him and I said, somebody said, you didn't notice he's blind.
Yeah.
I said, shit, he played good.
Uh-huh. He knew how to play.
I don't remember if he played the fiddle or what.
He was a fiddle player.
Fiddle player.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Buffy.
Bye-bye.
All right, Buffy, and not call, Jim.
Moi, je veux, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, Mr. Jim.
Yes.
Yesterday I heard to one of my workers, they came here, they were selling some sandwiches and stuff like that at the courthouse to give some small scholarships to a college or something like that. I hadn't heard that on the radio.
Well, Mark, you want to answer him?
I don't know if, when was this, yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Maybe they, I don't remember them advertising. I don't think they told us anything about that.
No, I hadn't heard about that at all. Miss Eloise was telling me that. And I said, God, dog, I hadn't heard about that at all. I said, if y'all wouldn't have cooked for me, I would have got me a couple of sandwiches.
Yep. I mean, if they notify us, we'll do our best to put it on the radio. But if they don't notify us, we can't advertise it.
Yeah, you hadn't heard about it?
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Stephen.
Oh, everybody's all right, huh?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, Stephen.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Everybody's okay.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Stephen, thank you. 363-2124, send out numero de phone. Give us a call here at the radio station, and we'd love to hear from you to talk about the fait dodo of long ago or whatever else is on your mind. And Jim, on va écouter notre message à stir pour yo, happy Blake. The next time your physician gives you a prescription, be sure to take it with full confidence to the registered pharmacist at Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chetan and Villeplat. Pharmacist Pat Andrus and the staff are dedicated to providing you down-home one-on-one service. You're never a number on a computer file. You're a member of their growing family of customers. Everyone at Blake's Pharmacy have one goal and one aim, to help you get well again. When you walk in through the doors of their pharmacy on South Chetanya, you're greeted by their friendly personnel. And if you're looking for a new pharmacy that'll give you that old-fashioned friendly service, be sure to visit Blake's Southside Pharmacy. They'll fill your prescription exactly as ordered by your doctor. And visit them for a wide selection of trusted over-the-counter products and remedies that have helped generations of families, plus a big selection of gifts for all occasions. Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chetanya and Villeplat. Phone 363-7497. Thank you very much. Go by and visit with Pat Andrus and the whole crew over at Blake Southside Pharmacy on South Chetanya. Jim?
All right, Mark. Thank you very much. Let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays right now. Singer Tony Tennille is 79 today. And you remember she was part of the Captain and Tennille. Actor James Mitchum is 78 today. And let's see who else. Singer Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire, 68. Rock musician Alex Van Halen is 66 years old. Singer Enrico Iglesias is 44. Actor Matt Davis is 41. And actress Melissa Gilbert is 55 today. And do you remember which show that she was on, Mark?
Little House on the Prairie.
That's right. Oh, boy. Did we ever enjoy Little House on the Prairie.
And yeah. Speaking of Tony Tennille, Jim, here's a song that I bet a lot of people remember. I think at one time they actually had their own TV show for a little while.
I think so.
Yeah.
Mark, the Captain and Tennille.
Yep, he'd always wear this captain's hat if I remember him.
Uh-huh. Tony Tennille, 79 today. And the captain, we don't remember the captain's name.
Daryl Dragon.
Daryl Dragon.
Daryl Dragon, it
All
was
right.
The
he was
husband.
The captain.
He was the captain.
All right. Very good. 363-2124 is the phone number, and we invite you to give us a phone call, and, you know, we'll be glad to hear from you. And let's try to remember some of the things maybe that happened on this date way back.
And, you know, another celebrity birthday, in fact, you used it in the community calendar, Jim. Tonight, we're going to be spotlighting the music of the late Ricky Nelson, who was born on this date, and the late John Fred of Baton Rouge. John Fred and his Playboy band, John Fred, was born on this date, Jim. And a lot of people remember seeing John Fred perform at a lot of the area nightclubs. I know he's performed in Mamou at least once. And back in the 50s, here was his very first hit record that a lot of you might remember. Here's John Fred and Shirley.
Shirley, Shirley, I love you so. Never gonna let you go. Shirley, where you going tonight? Shirley, Shirley, will you be my girl? I take you around the world.
I remember Jim for years, probably 10 or 12 years, every year on his birthday, I would call him at his home in Baton Rouge and put him on the air and wish him a happy birthday. And it's and we miss him a lot. He was a great entertainer, great singer, a really nice guy.
All right, Mark. And while waiting for another phone call, maybe we could talk about Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana. You know, they've provided outstanding, compassionate home care in this area for over 20 years. And if your elderly loved one, or if you or someone in your family is disabled and needs help with daily tasks, but a nursing home is not right for them right now, in-home senior care, in-home care, will allow them to continue living independently in familiar surroundings in their home where they're happy and comfortable. And you can rest easier knowing your loved one is getting the care they deserve. They offer many types of care, making it ideal for families on a budget. Home care can range from just a few hours a day to round-the-clock care. Retirement homes are not right for everyone, but that doesn't mean the elderly or disabled, including kids, cannot get the care they deserve and they need to live safely and comfortably. To learn more about their home care services, give Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana a phone call. The number is 363-1663. That's Unlimited Home Care, 363-1663.
All right, Jim, 363-2124 is in our numero de phone, and we invite you to give us a call and chat with us. And we certainly appreciate our good friend Mike Perra, our Fred's Lounge announcer, for sharing some old pictures, Jim, on our La Tosta Cafe page. And what happened in September of 1990? It was the day that Main Street died.
In 1990?
Do you remember that, Jim? You were there. You did a live broadcast from Main Street.
That's when they separated the streets? Or
When the GR went.
Oh, yes, yes. Both of the oldest and biggest business places in the heart of Ville Platte, they died from a fire that quickly started off on the Evangeline Furniture side, and then the fire was so fierce that it broke the plate glass windows across the street at GR Dwayne Company. The mannequins went up in flames. And I'll tell you what, that was a very sad day in Ville Platte. And it was on this date, you said?
In September.
Oh, it was in September.
September 1990.
Yeah. And the fire was so hot that Main Street melted.
Wow.
The blacktop on Main Street, it melted from the force of these flames. And, of course, Ville Platte Fire Department, this was their greatest challenge, and assisted by nearby fire departments from areas around that came to help out.
Yeah, I remember you were there, Jim, that you covered it live for the radio station.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Hey, they got a call.
Bonjour, bonjour. Qui c'est qui sur le phone?
Hey, Jordan, Gilroy.
Darnell Gilroy dans la autour de la Prairie Pierre.
Well, yeah. Happy day today to KVPI that made Bonnes Nouvelles this month for congratulations for the best radio of the year.
Oh yeah, the we won Radio Station of the Year. That was very yeah. Thank Bobby Dardo for putting that picture in there for us.
Yeah, that's good. I saw your picture was on there, holding that award.
Yes,
you had a big award.
We certainly did. Thank you, Darnell, and thank everyone.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day for this Sunday.
That's right. Oh, yes, let's not forget Mom's Day this coming Sunday.
Let's not forget our mothers who work so hard to send our children, young children, to school. Our young children. It was a big help for the children to get to school. Our mothers work so hard to send them to school.
Mm-hmm.
We thank them very much.
Oh, thank you, Darnell.
All the brothers of Evangeline Parish.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about that, and thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. And we can request a song, Sham Mom, by Amédée.
Uh-huh.
Il parlait en français.
Meus Lafleur.
Il avait la chanson Sham Mom en français.
Oui, exactement.
I'm gonna look it up for you.
Ça, c'était Meus Lafleur.
Bonjour.
Hey, Mom, are you toi, t'es chère, Mom?
Ouais.
Oui,
il y a beaucoup joli chansons en français.
Oh oui, c'était recordé beaucoup des années passées.
Oui. C'est une bonne chanson pour Mother's Day.
That's right, uh-huh.
Pour tous les moments.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're good. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye now, Darnell.
Thank you, Mr. Darnell. Another call, Jim.
Mon je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
It's Jeanette Bello.
Jeanette Bello. Go right ahead. Jeanette Lafleur Bello.
Yes. I remember when the fire in Ville Platte happened.
Oh, yeah.
I was so upset. I called Jim. He was working in unit at the time.
Uh-huh. Your husband,
What's
Jim.
What's wrong? I said, my goodness. I said, everything's burning in here.
Oh, Lordy, what a day.
Anyway, he came home that night. He says, I thought somebody in the family had died.
Uh-huh. It was a terrible day.
A close relative, you know, because I was so upset.
Yes, uh-huh.
That was where we all shopped at, you know.
Right, oh
Raymond,
yeah.
Raymond and Mr.
Willie.
Ethan
and Dwight and so forth, Giordwans, of course. That was a Walmart of Ville Platte in those days because it was a huge department store where you could buy groceries and meats and clothing for men and women and children.
Appliances,
yes.
TVs.
Right on.
You could buy everything.
Right, you could buy anything and everything from a thimble to a refrigerator at Giordwans.
Yeah, it was a tragic time.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jeanette.
Raymond had the furniture.
Right on, Mr. Raymond Gilroy and Goldman and all of the crew out there at Evangeline Furniture.
I bought my first two rockets.
Uh-huh.
And I moved to Point Blue area.
Yes, uh-huh.
I bought my first two rockers, and it was for Mr. Raymond's. I still have.
How about that?
One.
Huh?
The other one, my daughter has it.
Uh huh. All right. Thank you, Jeanette.
Okay. Y'all have a great day, and happy Mother's Day to all the others.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Jeanette. Another call, Jim.
Mon cheveu. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, Jim.
Yes.
This is Leland Vidrine. How you doing?
Hey, Leland. We're all. Always doing well on La Tasse.
C'est bon. Look, I stepped out of my truck for a minute, but I don't know if you got anybody call you on upholstery. But it's tapisserie.
Patisserie.
Tapisserie, yes.
Uh-huh.
And getting back to Mr. Raymond's store, I remember when Cynthia and I got married, We went and got a few pieces of furniture. We didn't have much. We were still in school. But anyway, bedroom set, I think a dining room set, and a couple other little pieces, $600 worth with Mr. Raymond. And, you know, a young man with nothing, I guess, but a good name. He said, don't worry about paying me. Pay me when you can.
Oh, that and, was a famous war.
That was a wonderful feeling for a young man and a young lady to have that type of credit without any history, you know. So it meant a lot to us.
And that's
Mr.
right.
Mr. Raymond was a good man when it came to things like that.
He helped a lot of people.
Pay us when you can. How about that, huh?
Yeah. $600 to get started. Well, anyway, I thought I'd make that comment.
Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Leland. Another call, Jim.
Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Jim. I just wanted to make a comment about the fire from Jared Wands. It was, I believe, it was, if I remember right, it was in September of '89 or something like that.
1990.
Okay, September 1990. Yeah, I was I had just turned 22 then. Yeah, but it was around September 12 or something like that.
Don't know.
Something like that. I had just turned 22 though. I just got me a shirt and a pants, and I just bought me a pair of tennis shoes over there, and nobody believed that when that fire happened. I mean, I think it happened at Mr. Raymond's gear. That's where this fire started.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and they said neither store had insurance on it.
Well, I don't
know.
We don't know that. We're speculating there, Stephen.
Don't know that.
Well, me and my brother, Wayne, went over there, and he talked to Mr. Raymond, and he said his store didn't have insurance on it.
Well,
Let's not go there.
We don't know that, you know, at all. So,
Mr. Raymond told my brother, you know.
Let's go to something else. Thank you very much, Stephen.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mark, I have in the dictionary, the word for upholstery is couverture de meuble.
Ah.
Couverture de meuble. That is in the dictionary, which is the Father Daigle dictionary of the Cajun language.
That makes sense. Another call,
right.
Jim.
All right. Moi je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Morning, Mr. Jim.
Good morning.
I don't remember the year, and I don't remember the date when them two stores burned.
Uh-huh.
But I could remember where I was.
Yeah?
I was working on the third floor at Savoy Hospital in Mamou.
Wow, on the third floor.
Yes, sir, and you could see the smoke when the people came in and started talking about it.
Oh, you could see from Mamou, you could see the smoke coming out of your plant.
Yes.
Wow, how about
that? Everybody was kind of sad that day.
Oh, yes, that's right. It was a sad day in Ville Platte.
Yes, indeed, for the best stores that had got destroyed.
That's right. The old stores, the big stores right in the center of town. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, ma'am. 363-2124, and somebody had requested to play Hey Mom, Are You Twatit? Who is that, Jim, had requested that just a few minutes ago?
I don't remember for sure.
Here is a little bit of Meilleurs La Fleur.
Oh, Mom, Are You Twatit, chère Mom? Comment vis-tu jamais? Plus encore, chère Mom, Are You Et maman, comment vais-je jamais des nouvelles de toi? Chère maman, je voudrais voir, ya, ya.
Meilleurs La Fleur and Leo Swallow and their big hit song on the Victor record label, Jim. Mom, where are you
at? I remember right, Mark, they had to travel by train to Atlanta, Georgia.
I think you're right.
To record that song.
And we got another call, Jim.
Moi je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, this is Mike Duplessis.
Uh-huh.
When the fire the day the fire started, I was eating dinner. And my partner come got, and I was working for the city.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the to the buildings, but our job was to turn all the gas off, and we would run between the buildings and turning the gas off, and I looked up, and the building, the bricks were red, and there was so much fire, and we took off running, and I looked behind me, and the bricks fell.
How about
that? The walls just fell in.
Uh-huh. Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. And the fire department rolled out a water hose down the middle of the road, and the water hose caught on fire.
The hose caught on fire? Wow.
Water hose, yeah.
How about that? And they were doing everything they could to save the building next door, which was the Sylvan Laverne building. Uh-huh. And
we continued. It was very scary for us. We continued running between the buildings, turning the gas off. And so we were scared, you know. And
I don't blame you.
We was in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
So we succeeded in turning the gas off, and everybody in the fire department was spraying water and trying to get that fire out.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And there's one store owner, I remember, I was told that he went to open the door of his building, and the fire just blew the door off the
blew
hinges.
The door off the hinges.
That man down.
Yeah. How about
over,
that?
I don't remember exactly his name.
Uh-huh. All right, bro. Thank you so much for sharing that memory with us.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good, nice day, and take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. And not call, Jim.
Bonjour. Bonjour. All right. Can you turn your radio down a little bit? Then we can hear you. All we hear is the feedback. Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Jim.
Uh-huh.
It's not my radio. I mean, my radio is not even on.
Oh, well.
I'm listening to you on the TV.
All right, it's the TV then. Cut down the TV, Brian.
Okay. They were talking about the George Wentz and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's making a comment about the old George Wentz thing, but I don't know where you were standing at, Mr. Jim.
Where was I standing? I'm trying to remember. I think I was...
That's a long time ago. It's not what I call it, the test, you know. They're just talking about it, and...
I think I was in the KVPI van.
We were off duty, so he would call us in, you know, to help out on the streets and, you know, whatever. They didn't know what it was going to become. You know, people might have started stealing in the other stores or whatever. But they were lucky that they didn't have a big north wind.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what they crossed. What I call for to remind people about, it's things like what you see on a movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where I was standing. I think I was on the other side of the traffic light. And I was on the street there. And I remember when we heard the boom, it crossed over. When you saw that big ball of fire cross over Main Street.
Uh-huh.
It looked like things you see on a movie. I mean, it rolled over Main Street, a big ball of fire. It just shuts out from the violence. And it crossed over. That's what started it. And like you said, with the mannequin and everything, they believe when the units and stuff sucked it from through the windows, it got too hot. And you're
right, it smashed the windows.
To see a big ball of fire just roll over Main Street and go start in that other building across the sidewalk.
How about that?
I was shocked. I mean, there's some of you that you never saw that before.
Right, it was a new experience.
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, we never saw that, you know, like that before. And the reason I said it, let's just have a north wind. The fires were so hot with George Wentz and Mr. Ramis that the smoke was coming out of the vents at the old bakery. That's how hot those buildings were getting, and there's a gap between them.
Yeah, yeah.
It was starting to smoke there, and I made a comment. I said, if they had a big north wind with those old buildings start, that fire could have went all the way to the Bloodhound.
Oh, yeah, right, to cover the block.
That's how serious it could have got, you know, but they got lucky that, you know, they were able to put it down. But, of course, you know, we all know what we lost, the two historic buildings.
Yeah, right.
My point was, let me, I said it already, but it was that ball of fire across the main street. I mean, I still see that in my head.
Right, and it burned that blacktop that was on Main Street, that burned.
But the point is, it's a big ball of fire.
Yeah.
It's like a perfectly round ball of fire. It just crossed over Main Street.
Uh-huh.
And that's when it went stuck in George Mass.
Right.
It was something to see.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Jeff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody get hurt or injured in that fire? Do you know? I guess he's gone.
Yeah, I don't think so, Mark. But well, there was maybe a minor burn, you know, but
nothing serious. Huh?
Anyway, 363-2124 is the number to call.
And we're going to take a break, Jim, and we'll pick up some more phone calls. Allons écouter un message pour le Weibel Collection.
Here is a special invitation to La Tosta Cafe listeners to visit Jackie Weibel at the Weibel Collection at her new location, 123 West Main Street in Ville Platte, right across the street from her old location. She offers over 8,700 square feet of antique furniture, primitives, rustic, and shabby chic. Some of the pieces she has goes back to the 1800s. She has artwork, glassware, lamps, metal, rusty iron, and farmhouse items, kitchen items, and Jackie plans to open a new room that will offer high-end flea market items. The Weibel Collection has old cypress windows and doors. Come back often. She brings in new merchandise and pieces every week. They offer layaways, gift wrapping. Come have a cup of coffee with Jackie. The Weibel Collection is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. That's the Weibel Collection, 123 West Main Street in Ville Platte.
And from Jackie and the whole crew at the Weibel Collection, don't forget Mom's Day. Mother's Day is this Sunday. You would find a perfect gift for Mom on her special day by stopping in and visiting with Miss Jackie and the crew at the Weibel Collection, downtown Ville Platte on Main Street. And if you haven't been since she made the move, she's right across the street from her original location. Go by and say hello to Miss Jackie at the Weibel Collection today. Jim?
All right, Mark. Let's talk about Sooner Auto Salvage, 2102 West Manningville Platte, offering a large selection of auto parts for any make or model of automobile, parts for motorcycles. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, they'll do everything they possibly can to find it for you. Sooner Auto Salvage offers complete auto service, working on transmissions and wheels and brakes, struts, starters, alternators, and, of course, air conditioning coming up. If you need a vehicle checkup, come and let their certified mechanics take a look. They remind you that all parts and labor are warranted. When it comes to parts, your choice, brand new parts are reconditioned. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and if you find yourself in need of wrecker service or towing service, call Sooners at 363-1960. Visit with owners Donnie and Amanda at 2102 West Manningville Platte. Another phone number, 363-7226 for Sooners Auto Salvage.
Yes, sir. Jim, allons prendre un autre call.
All right, on va prendre un phone call. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mais Valmont, dis-je.
Regardez donc si c'est pas Valmont. Il est bas, là-bas, à l'autre bord.
Je suis bord ici de l'autre bord.
All right, Valmont, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to put in my two bits about that fire y'all talking about.
Yes, sir.
I was reading meters there off the Cape Cove Road by Cabot, and I could hear some sirens and I could see some smoke, but I didn't know what was going on. I tried calling the office to report something, and they would not answer. Because, you know, back then the PICO office was on Main Street next door. Right. Well, I come in there, I don't know, about almost 12 o'clock. Man, I could not believe my eyes when I saw all that. Lord, I think they evacuated the buildings around there, too.
Oh, yes, yes. They sure did.
That was terrible. I was sad to see that happen. I didn't know the people, but still. Cher bon Dieu.
Oh, t'as bien dit. Cher bon Dieu.
Wait, good. Look, that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, Valmont.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Valmont. Another call, Jim.
Mon cheveu, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, bonjour. Hello, Mr. Jim and Mark and Susie with the library.
Hey, Susie, go ahead.
Susie.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm calling to brag about the art students in Evangel Parish. The library is hosting the work that these kids have worked on during the year. And I'm telling y'all, when you see artwork that is produced by a third grader, all the way up to the 12th graders, it's just going to blow you away. It's fabulous. So I'm hoping that I can get the word out. And we had a lot of people here Monday and yesterday, but today's the last day that they're going to have the work up. And it sure would be worth your time to stroll through at some point until 6 o'clock tonight to see the works of the kids from Bayashiko and Bazil, Mamu High, Bill Platt Elementary, W.W. Stewart. I mean, we have some talented and gifted kids here.
All right, so that's at the library on Main Street here in Ville Platte.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give a shout-out to all those kids who have done so well. Please come by and take a look. There's a lot of talent in Evangeline Parish.
All right, Susie, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Miss Susie, for keeping us informed what's going on at our local library. Allons prendre un petit break, Jim, and hear a message from you.
All right. You know, more and more people are enjoying the outdoors at this time of the year. And if you've decided it's time for a sunroom or glass room, call Jamard's Incorporated today. The phone number 337-363-1205 or 1-800-256-1507. And come by 1068 Vocational Drive in Ville Platte. View their display room. That's in the industrial park. Pick out the one that best fits your needs. And to keep your patio nice and cool, they offer motorized retractable screens which protect you from the sun and the insects. Let David tell you how fast and easy it is. And their steel buildings, too, you know, they've been making those storage buildings. And when it comes to replacement, the windows and doors, insulated windows, insulated doors to save you money on your utilities. All at Jamard's Incorporated with proven experience in business since 1948. Phone 363-1205 or visit them on the web, www.jamards.com. Jamard's Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together.
All right, Jim, allons prendre notre call ce matin.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Jim et Mark, c'est Winky. Comment ça va?
Oh, Winky, ça pourrait aller bien, comme tout le temps sur la tasse de café.
Mais bon, I wanted to give you all a report and then maybe a request. Things are going at Chico Park. These people who are here from everywhere for instruction are extremely resilient. It borders on being admirable to a great, great degree. The weather we're having is really not bothering them that much. They're taking their instruction. They're enjoying themselves, and so they're eating. They're eating some good food that is being prepared for them, some Louisiana food. I was with them yesterday. I'm with them every day, some of the day. Another thing that I wanted to inform the public is we have a band that's going to perform tonight, the Savoie Family Band. That's Mark Savoie and his wife and children. This is a remarkable group. They're going to perform. If people can be almost as resilient as the people who are here from all over the world, maybe they can come. I mean, we have a tent. We have an area that'll be dry. We've tried to take some precautions with putting wood chips and things of that nature on the ground, so people can do what they have to do, and of course walk around. We do have a hard surface parking lot, so keep that in mind. And then at the same time, perhaps the listening audience can say a prayer that we can finish the today and tomorrow, and these people can be safe and go back home to where they came from. So anyway, I just wanted to give you all a report. I hope the people can come out and support in some fashion what we do. And thank you all very much for everything you all did on the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Winky. Certainly appreciate that.
Y'all take care.
Okay, bye-bye. And not call, Jim.
Moi, je veux. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Mike Terrell.
Yeah, Mike, go right ahead.
Well, I want to talk to y'all about the day Main Street died. Of course, I was a firefighter at the time, and I was at the fire. A few things people mentioned that I might elaborate on Yeah, the street, Mr. Jim, you were right. The street did buckle. I was facing, I was kind of in the middle there, facing abandoned furniture when all of a sudden the glass shattered at G.R. Wang's, and we turned the holes around. Some of us turned around real quick and started shooting that way. But when the glass broke, the air conditioning vents evidently caught a, did something. I guess they were sucking the air or whatever, and the mannequins caught fire. Mm. They went to the store, ripped through there right quick, so they had to evacuate that store. As far as the water hoses, they didn't burn, but they did start smoking. My boots, in fact, our boots and our jackets were smoking. We had to turn down the hose and water each other down to kind of be able to stay there because that's how bad it was, how hot it was. But, yeah, and then coming back to another thing, the Ryler's Bakery, like Brad said, luckily it wasn't the north wind because we had to call different fire department, but one of them, I think it's Mahmoud, if I remember right, it's been a long time, stayed right there at Ryler's Bakery to watch them because of the fact that it was getting ready to catch fire, too. And it's pretty good distance from there, but that's how much heat there was, you know, and stuff like that. So another thing, like Leland said, Mr. Raymond Gilroy, the same thing. My wife and I got married in 1972, and I bought all my furnishings with Mr. Raymond. Furnished my whole, it was a rent house. I furnished my bedrooms, my kitchen, everything. Paid so much a month with no interest. That's another thing. There was no interest. He didn't charge interest, so he was a remarkable man. Someone asked if anybody got hurt in the fire. No one really got hurt, but Mr. Raymond did get smoke inhalation because he was trying to save some stuff in there. And I think his grandson, I forgot his name, but he went in there and he pulled him out. And, you know, that was the only thing that I remember, anybody getting hurt. G.R. Wes, we talked about the different things they sold. They even sold boats, aluminum boats, and I think they sold some Johnson outboard motors also. Just to show you, like y'all said, that was the Walmart or whatever of that time, you know, so that's what I said when I made my article. That's when Main Street died, because it's like everything just changed right there, you know. But it was a sad, sad day. I was on the fire ladder. We just got that big fire truck, that ladder. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I was up there on that ladder just pouring water. I wanted to kind of let it soak, but we'd take turns getting up there. So anyway, I was there, and it was something to see, and it was very, very heartbreaking for everybody, you know.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Mike.
Okay, guys. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Jim. Let's hear another important message, Jim.
How about if we talk about Raiders Insulation? Let Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation help you reduce your energy cost. They offer insulation, whether it's commercial or residential. And you know what? They can work with existing construction or brand new. Blown fiberglass and cellulose and attics and walls. Foam insulation, reducing moisture from coming through the floors on houses that are off the ground on piers. Winston will be glad to give you different options when it comes to insulation. And free estimates, too. Financing is available. So call Winston LaFleur at this number, 337-230-5811. Le numéro de phone, 337-230-5811. Et Winston peut vous servir en anglais ou en français. Save money, save energy. Call Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation. And Mark, also,
yes, sir.
We can talk about another one of our sponsors here while we have a chance, and that would be Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware at 1209 West Main Street. Stop in for all of your hardware needs. They handle general hardware and tools, fasteners, plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, and welding supplies, and all of your paint needs, belts, bearings. Oh, don't forget concrete steps. You're looking for concrete steps? They've got them in all sizes. Hydraulics, oil fencing, and more. And they specialize in grain bin sales, service, and parts. Now a Vermeer dealer handling your hay equipment and parts. So stop in and check with them. Phone 363-5528. Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, 1209 West Main.
And let's take one quick call, Jim.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle? Hello, you're on the air? Okay, I think they might have given up. And while we have a chance here, let's talk about Sester Young's, Mark. And we invite you to come over and visit with Mr. Rob Duplessis at Sesta Young's Appliance Furniture and Floor Covering right there on 6th Street in Mamou. And they've got new furniture coming in almost every week. And you know what? Rob will be glad to give you all the information that you need. And, of course, free delivery and setup, special financing terms, oldest appliance dealer in Evangeline Parish. And, of course, they've got the appliances like Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Amana. Free delivery and setup and special financing terms at Sister Young's on 6th Street in Mamou.
One quick call, Jim.
All right, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, this is Steve Laverne.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I was in the fire. My brother LC called me, told me it was burning. And they had a firewall in between them.
Right, between the firewall between Laverne's Furniture and Evangeline Furniture, uh-huh.
And when Sylvan's store burned down, the firewall stayed Evangeline.
Just the opposite. And
the firewall stayed up. Saved Sylvan this time.
Right, the Save Sylvan store, yes. Uh-huh.
We was in the store watching it from the front window, and it looked like the mannequins started to melt, and then the glass broke. And,
right, at Giordano's, yes. Uh-huh.
Yep. And I wouldn't bring Sylvan's books in his truck and park it across the street and lock it.
Right.
And we'll get to burn again, you know?
Uh-huh. All right. Well, thank you for reminding us about that.
Okay, Jim.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Et ça, c'est tout notre temps, Jim.
C'est tout notre temps qu'on a sur le programme pour le mercredi. Demain sera la chance à Charlie de venir avec Mark. Today's program brought to you by Unlimited Home Care of Louisiana, Raiders Insulation Express, Industrial Supply and Sports, Fontenot Physical Therapy, Sooner Auto Salvage, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery, Gibco, U Store Itself Storage, Sester Young Appliance and Furniture, Blake's Pharmacies, Roy Motors, Flat Town Farm Supply and Hardware, Jumards Incorporated, and the Weibo Collection. Until next time, au revoir, mes amis, que le bon Dieu nous bénisse et tous les États-Unis.
Bien, merci, Jim. Et restez tunés à start pour la musique classic country avec Cheryl et la musique classic hits sur KVPI-FM. Au revoir.